Here's a thought. I'll title Problematic Bokeh. And yes, you can tell my pronunciation of that magical word that's been introduced to photography here in these last dozen years is bokeh, not bokeh. And I have no authority for that pronunciation. It just seems to me to be the one that makes the most sense. And having resolved pronunciation, the next thing I need to do is clarify what I mean when I use that term bokeh. And for me, it means the characteristics, the quality, the feel of the out-of-focus areas that are blurry because of shallow depth of field. Depth of field itself is a different thing than bokeh. In my way of thinking, bokeh is the quality of that out-of-focus area, not the fact that it is out-of-focus. So, with that as foundation, what do I mean by problematic bokeh? There are times when a shallow depth of field is a terrific visual effect and literally makes the photograph work. But there are also times when the out-of-focus is just a little bit out-of-focus, not thoroughly blurry, not thoroughly soft, not clearly an out-of-focus background. And this especially happens when photographing with a really long lens at a long distance. The problem can arise when at a long distance with a long lens, the background becomes ever so slightly out of focus, but not really blurry. So the quality of the background isn't that soft, mushy, lovely, out of focus background, but instead becomes what looks like a foreground that's slightly out of focus. It's just a little tiny bit out of focus, which looks like a mistake rather than an effect. And like I say, the risk of this happening is greater with a longer focal length lens when focused at a distance that's neither too far away nor close. If you get really close, the depth of field is likely to increase and the quality of the out-of-focus areas becomes nice and soft and lovely and just what we want. And at the other end of the spectrum, if the focused distance is sufficiently far away, then essentially you're at infinity and everything is tack sharp. It's that spot in the middle that is problematic. When you focus on something that's maybe 50 or 100 yards away with a particularly long lens, what you can find is there actually is depth of field, but the depth of field manifests itself not as a soft bokeh, but rather as a soft out-of-focus area that looks as though you have a poor-performing lens. Since my chosen focal lengths for my natural vision tend to be relatively long focal lengths, I have to be particularly aware of this. And the only way to compensate for that bokeh that looks like a bad lens is to increase the depth of field. You can't decrease it any further unless you want to get closer or use an even longer lens. But long lenses aren't particularly fast lenses, and so the only way to really make sure that you don't have what look like soft, focused areas in the picture is to stop down and avoid those areas in the background or the foreground that are just a little bit out of focus, that look like an inferior lens rather than a depth of field issue. It's a very subtle thing, this long focal length bokeh issue, but it can be a problem. And when I forget to pay attention to it, I lose some images, not because the bokeh is improperly rendered, but rather the quality of that out of focus bokeh is that it looks like the lens is out of focus, or perhaps a really poor quality piece of optics. Just something to be aware of if you tend to use long lenses.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.